along with that song, you know, there's a story that goes with it. There was a Sunday school teacher teaching little kids in Sunday school, and they were talking about the different names of God, and of course Jesus and Christ, and even Elohim and Yahweh came up, and then one little kid stuck his hand up in the back of the classroom, and she says, "Johnny, what is it?" "I know another name for God." "Oh yeah, what is it?" "Andy. And he walks with me, and he talks with me." I couldn't resist that. Let's please stand again and join together in the prayer that our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, and we'll enjoy a couple more numbers. The last number they're going to sing, please turn to page or hymn number 532 in your green hymnal, and that would be for the second number in this last set. When I consider all the world thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, my power.
How great thou art.
Before we join together in the benediction this morning, Kyle wants to extend an invitation to you, so we'll have the benediction, and then Kyle's announcement, an invitation, and prelude. So let's please stand again for our benediction this morning based on Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians and the third chapter. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in all ways. The Lord be with all of you and also with you. Amen. Okay.
You